The minutes of the 11th of March, by Mary, that is Anthony Smith, seconded by Sabine Bolletti, and we come back to the 5th. The minutes of the 5th, deliberations on the presentation by the department on strategic plan, 2007, 2010, and by that of the minutes of the fourth deliberation, the briefing by this party, but this one deliberation on that is the theme of the fourth. So can I get a number that will continue? Okay. The minutes of the 18th is presentation by compensation fund and unemployment fund. The minutes of the 21st March, presentation by Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, CMA, and the Bombay Fund and Productivity South Africa on the West Plains and Budget.
No, I don't.
The minutes of the 26th of March was liberation of the Department of Labor on the performing. Can I get a number? Settings of main deliberations on the report on public hearings of workplace discrimination and employment equity. Settings of main. Moved by Tatiana, seconded by Committee on Public Accounts and Recommendations, which are meant to address deficiencies regarding accounting and human resources, as these will improve capacity for better planning and training. The second recommendation is that the Minister of Labour should monitor the impact of the implementation of the compensation fund. Third one was that he, the minister, should ensure that the department aids the committee on progress in the reduction and maintenance level. The last one was that he should give consideration to the finalization of the integration of occupational health and safety and compensation consequences. Those were recommendations, and of course we do also have findings, then making the findings to remind us of something that we set out here on, that we really feel strongly that should be captured. And of course we've been asked to read the recommendations or report will be given to the minister. Unlike before, it's given to the parliament, but we will ask directly to the minister in terms of implementation, we should know what we
should do. Minister Kwan, on some of the committee members.
Is that okay with the report? Can we now come to the report of the in order for us to round up this we are going to have a workshop next week, 2 days workshop, which I really want to have on that workshop, so going to assist us a lot. It's going to be half a day, from 9:30 to 1 o'clock, the second day also, 9:30 to 1 o'clock, and if we can try to be on time, because we will be getting the department, also the Commission on Employment. the Environment Condition Commission will be there. Now, if I may quickly just go read the question for the draft, I'm sure they will make you focus on the draft program. The first day we are going to be meeting with the COVID. The last presentation will be on the post-COVID practice on the integration of employment equity into human resource policy and practice. Then there will be that will be the second day. The second day now will be continuation of the then there will be a presentation by Employment Condition Commission on progress on the changing of life of vulnerable workers. Those will be the presentations on the last day, and then we have the way forward. And then so this workshop will really assist us, then we will be able to decide whether we really want to.
Who is next to the dishes on the other side?
On vulnerable workers, the department they will give us, they haven't sent us names yet. But like I said, there will be three students. The Employment Institute and the Commission on Employment Condition and the Commission.
What does it come to look at an independent expert who is not ready to be? Well, this evening, you put it as a tenant and cover. It's independent and expensive.
I'm sure that can be arranged, that we have involved the department because we wanted to really finalize it by having the workshop. And it depends on our budget also, because these people can really charge a lot of money. But really, I don't think that is a concept. You are right, but because we need to get the views of the outsiders, not necessarily. Yes, they are. I thought, like, I thought it would be somebody else. I didn't think we entities take them as expensive.
No, I agree that at some point it would be necessary to get some outside people, but I think for the purpose of this workshop, it was more about information from the department, so that even before we engage with the outside people, we are well informed, because the reality is that the department has never taken as the authors of the group. They haven't taken us through. And once we are informed ourselves, then we can decide that we want somebody to analyze the code, whether we infect this code or not. You know, I'll say maybe you need to take a parallel process to that one. So that at this point in time, we don't engage with the outsiders before we are informed ourselves. Because our participation is not going to be well informed. I'll just say that I think for another round of workshop, if budget allows, then we can go this one where you might even not want the department in, want these independent people, you know, to talk to us on how these codes are going to assist us.
Yeah, no,
that's
true. If there is something that we want to know during that workshop, we can do so and then decide afterwards to say, let's now get someone from outside so that we can engage whatever we want to do. Can I then get the member? The member of this report? Members, I think today's exercise was very short. And thank you very much, because it has been a worrying factor on the side for the members that have not been adopted.